and welcome to the 200th episode of TWATEC Radio. I'm your host, DJ Dossman, and today's amazing topic is going to be project management or project collaboration using a wiki. I've had the pleasure of being able to do several projects for our show, The Pack of Sniffers, and usually those are like one-off, one-person projects. Easy to do by yourself, no need to collaborate, take a bunch of notes or anything. It's just something you sit down, have some fun, and build a project, you know. But as time's progressed, Zach and myself have been getting involved in bigger and bigger projects. And there just comes a time when you've got scraps of notes on half a dozen different computers that you use throughout the day. You've got bookmarks on different systems. You can't remember where things are. Some people have managed to organize themselves well, probably with a memory stick. I keep a 64 meg stick on my keychain, and that forces me to only keep text notes pretty much on it. When I keep bigger key sticks, I've got larger key sticks. I've got gig sticks here and there. And I end up using them to store things that I shouldn't, like lots of music or movies and stupid stuff, rather than what would be more practical for them. So, anyway, I end up with lots of pieces of notes all over the place on a big project. And one, notably, would be last year's Geeks Unleashed 2D fighting game that Zach, me, and the Infonomicon Computer Club worked on together. And just as an example, with that project, I don't know if a wiki would have helped too much with that, but let's just, all the things that were involved in that. For those that might not be aware, we put that out, released it at Nauticon 3 2006, and we put it inside a full-size arcade cabinet, and there was like two prongs to this entire project. There was the arcade cabinet, the physical portion, and there was the software, this game engine called Mugen that was free to use, and it was cool. There's lots of tools for it, but we're constantly having to do more research, find more sites that had better tools for making characters for it, and figuring out how to do our own stuff. I actually wrote some documentation on how to do some basic character creation, because really there was a pretty steep learning curve, and once you got into it, it was easy enough, but even some of the tools at that point didn't have any documentation for them. Every site seemed to, that I found that referenced one set of directions that didn't exist, they were all dead links to this one page. And, you know, so anyway, you've got, you know, all these different parts for this project, and it probably would have helped, honestly, if we had a web page that we could have gone to, then we could have kept progress notes and stuff. I mean, and other aspects of it was just trying to get other people involved in the project. At one point, we had Sean Kennedy kind of interested. He had to back out. At one point, we had the guys from Pure Pwnage kind of interested. We sent them a note. They sent us something back and said, hey, show us a 1.0 version of the game and we'll talk. We did, and then we never heard back from them. I'm sure they had their reasons. They have a very successful career going on with that whole deal, with that excellent show, so they certainly didn't need us. But it would have been really cool to have Jeremy and FPS Doug, you know, to fight against In Geeks Unleashed. But anyway, I digress. So just trying to keep track of who all was interested, who all we got feelers on. And a lot of times I just used a whiteboard for all of this, but the whiteboard got pretty crowded, and I was the only person that could see it since it was at my house. And other aspects of this, I mean, the physical aspect of what parts I still need to get on the cabinet, although that was I was pretty much the only one really working on the cabinet. Zach helped a little bit on the cabinet, but I did most of the wiring and stuff on it. So, you know, that project, a lot of hands-on, but still it could have helped to have a central place to manage the project from. And other projects that we're starting to work on are a little bit more complicated, at least, as the Geeks Unleashed game. And One thing that I found is setting up a MediaWiki-based wiki environment on my home DSL system. It really has been a huge benefit, I think, for some of the other things that we've done. Another project coming up is HeyCon, being hosted by the Infonomicon Computer Club. I've set up a wiki for that, although we've not worked on it a whole lot. But, I mean, it just kind of has a definition of who's going to be responsible for what leads we need to take care of, porta-potties, all that kind of stuff. So that anyone in the group, since there's many people involved in that, they can go out and see, oh, that no one's taking care of this yet, so I guess I'll go ahead and take care of that. No, and I'll go ahead and mark myself as taking care of that, so then everyone else knows that there's other things that need to be worked on, and this has been taken care of. And so a wiki seems to be pretty useful from a group collaboration standpoint in that sense. Main thing that's got me thinking about using wikis in this sense lately is the fact that I started the one for this project called Lockinpedia, which is a resource for people that want to collect locks or pick locks or anything locksmithing related. It's basically an encyclopedia for locksmithing and locksport. And I've really gotten pretty intimate with how to use the software, how it works. And it's pretty cool, and I'm damn near close to setting up a wiki just for myself, just for my own life, just to keep my notes, journal, things of that nature on my own personal wiki. And I'm probably going to be setting one up pretty soon. It's just been, I don't know, I lose track of things so easily, and with 3 or 4 different computers that I use on a day-to-day basis, it's just, I really have not organized myself very well as far as keeping my information in a central location. So I can see a web-based wiki would really be a benefit for my own personal use. So, I don't know, that's what I had to discuss today. I imagine a lot of you listening to this are probably active geeks doing various different projects of your own, and I felt that this would be some kind of benefit to you to, you know, maybe consider using a wiki for your managing your projects and stuff that you're working on. So I'm behind the curve on this, probably. It takes me a while to get into a new technology. Once I get into it, I learn it, explore it pretty thoroughly, but sometimes it takes me a while to get into it. So anyway, I mean, using a wiki to collaborate between multiple people, central website, it's good for keeping notes together. The file upload capability is pretty nice. So, I mean, there's just a lot of benefits to managing a project, a geek project, via wiki. So, anyway, that's what I had to talk about today. This is Twat Tech Radio. You can check us out at twattech.org. This has been the 200th episode for Thursday, February 1st, 2007. Thanks, and talk to you later.